Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Okay, guys, I am so excited to be recording this episode today because this is my Christmas special. I like to call it Christmas special because I got a lot of responses from the last episode of my podcast, and I had so many people sending me the lovely and exciting and fond memories of Christmas back when they were young. And of course, that is what we're going to be listening today on this episode. It would really amaze you the things that really matter to people and how, you know, in the age and time that we're living in right now, those things really do not matter anymore, or we're not really experiencing all of that excitement when it comes to Christmas. But today's Christmas, and I just want to say merry, 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 merry Christmas. I wish I could sing it in a song, but you know that first line at the beginning, I think that's enough for me. Merry Christmas. I hope you're having a wonderful and an amazing Christmas day. I don't know what you have planned out for today. I don't even know how you're feeling today. Some of you, the last thing you want to do is to listen to my podcast, but you know what? Whatever the case may be, just be happy. You're alive, and that's the most important thing. You are alive. And someone says, okay, there is this song that says that if there is still breath in me, then God is not done with me. So you're alive. God is not done with you. So be happy, okay? With joy will you draw from the wells of salvation. All right. I'm not going to be here much, but I want to begin and end with saying I love you very much. I'm going to be playing you all of the voice notes that you sent to me. And thank you so much for everyone who responded. Definitely, you will hear yourself along the line, okay? Thank you. You are the best. And I love you so much. And I wish you a merry, 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 merry Christmas. Love you. Bye-bye.
First off, I think that there is nothing like, you know, sounding childish when it comes to expressing one's Christmas joy. There's a reason childlike faith is the one that Jesus applauded and recommended, you know, because children have this untainted view about life. They have this disposition towards life that everybody should have. But unfortunately, life happens and then we lose a lot of this, you know, childlike perspective and attitude and mindset, what have you. But then, my Christmas memories is mostly of traveling to the village and reuniting with my cousins, my aunts, uncles, and grandparents. And I remember wearing my Christmas dress to show off to my friends in church on Christmas mornings, you know. That hat you talked about, the gowns with the bow at the back, and of course socks and really nice shoes that has buckle. Yeah, I remember those times. And even as I got older, you know, into my teenage years, I remember demanding that I go shopping by myself because I wanted to get jeans, because I wanted to get the whatever it was that was raining at that point in time, you know, fashion wise. And of course, I remember the ever popular Christmas jollof rice and chicken. It was a no fail in my house then. You know, I also remember the nativity play that the drama unit would always present every Christmas Eve. I remember when I was really little and would be part of the wise men or the shepherds. I got older, I played Mary a couple of times, and then you know, those memories are really fun, you know.
My fondest Christmas memory, you know, Christmas has always been like the same thing ever since I was a little child. It's always rice, chicken, salad, invite friends, go home, cook for the whole family, grandma, grandpa. So growing up, okay, it became more fun for me when I actually grew up to the point where I would have to be the one doing the cooking. Growing up, it was my mom and my aunties. But when I got to some stage, some level, my mom backed out. So I had to be the one doing the cooking for the whole extended family. Like cooking for my grandparents, my uncles, my aunties, and as the first granddaughter. It was actually fun when you're the one ordering the cooking thing. So that's maybe like one of my fondest Christmas memories.
When I was young, we lived in a public compound, I think at the age of 13, 14 or so. So we literally would have different people cooking different dishes, people frying chin-chin. Ah, and it's so amazing. And literally, adults are more nicer on that day. I mean, literally, they'd be like, oh, you want to taste chin-chin? On other days, they're not like that. I don't know for every other person, but in that compound, it's exactly what it is. I mean, you see people that want to give you, oh, chicken pepper soup, you know, the meat stock from chicken or probably from meat, whatsoever you're cooking at that day, they're like, okay, come and taste it. You have enough meat to eat. I mean, the whole thing happens on 25th for me. I love everything that goes on there. Like, you, I think at that point, Pops tea will be like, okay, we could get malt, we drink malt, but we take pepper soup, or probably it's gonna be the next day. It's always amazing for me, and it has really, really found its way to my adulthood whenever it's Christmas. Even if it's in the air or it's not in the air, I will definitely be very, very happy.
My fondest memory has to do with when I used to spend time with my families, my friends, my cousins, my other relatives, chasing, running away from masquerades, chanting, playing in the sand, and you know, making a nice hair, and eating rice and chicken or pounded yam in egusi with lots of sengamengas, lots of hodofs inside.
For me, Christmas is all about family. It's an opportunity to see family again. It's an opportunity to be with family and be happy with family, to share with family, to gist with family, to reminisce about the year and stuff with family. So during Christmas, you can do whatever you want with family, eat whatever you want with your family, and it's just the height of Christmas for me.
As a kid, man, it was like heaven on earth, if I would use that. Because we always travel on the 23rd evening, every Christmas. My daddy will always take us, you know, take the little ones. Me and a few of my siblings will be traveling this evening with our house help, you know. And before we travel, we already have everything we need, all right, for Christmas. So we are just looking forward to going home and having that, you know, village, you know, feel and all that, and coupled with the Hamattan and all the people that you're going to be meeting in the village and all that and all that. People are going to be welcoming you guys back home. As you're coming back, you're just looking out from the, you know, from the car, and people are looking at you and you're waving at them and you're like, oh, hello. So those things were so interesting. Like, it was really very an interesting time, having to see people that you've not seen for a very long while. Those of them are in the village, and then they are welcoming you, they're so excited to see you, and that was everything. It meant a whole lot to me.
My fondest Christmas memory will always be, you know, to have to go outside during Christmas Day and blow bangers and play with other children. Because while growing up, there was a place we lived while I was still like little, I think while still in primary school, and we lived in, you know, a flat, and there were other tenants, and it was kind of a busy environment. So my parents always used to make sure that, you know, we're like secure, don't go out, don't play with anybody you don't know, just try, they always try to guard us well, like, so we didn't usually go out. So but then it was like we always looked forward to Christmas Day, because it would always be that we would have visitors in the house and they wouldn't care less, you know, where we were. So we would always sneak outside on Christmas Day, then go out, go to the streets, and, you know, just play and blow bangers with other children. And it was always fun. Like, it was always so much fun.